Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
It's Friday, July 16th. The year is 2021. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Right on time, as I told you a year and a half ago they would do, in hundreds of reports. They are now preparing lockdown 2 worldwide, forced inoculation, and a worldwide digital ID card. They're now telling the public he will take dozens of shots a year, and you will still wear masks, and your children belong to us. Simply insane. But how do you make everybody suspect? How do you make everybody a criminal? How do you make it where a surveillance state has a pretext to watch and control everyone and admit you're being watched and admit you're being controlled? Well, you do it by making everybody suspect by saying you're all deadly virus factories. Doesn't matter it came out of a lab run by the very people that tell us all this. Doesn't matter. Big tech all had a seat at the table and have been involved in covering it up and suppressing completely bulletproof treatments. No, the very criminals that are abusing us, that are murdering us, are silencing us. When big tech censors 100% cures for COVID-19, knowingly, they aid to bed in murder. They are Joseph Mengele 2.0. When Psaki gets up on TV and says, we in the Biden administration are demanding Facebook and other platforms censor disinfo, which is medical doctors and scientists exercising their First Amendment right to challenge the very criminal cabal that's behind COVID-19. That makes Psaki someone aiding and abetting mass murder. She's a soldier attacking us with a biological weapon and not wanting us to know the treatments. And when big tech suppresses the population, they are involved in the exact same activity. The merger of the corporate world and government is, by definition, fascism. And this exact group of criminals spent years telling us that Trump was a fascist when the entire corporate system and the entire governmental system was at odds with him, and he was simply trying to return power back to the people in the best way he could. Certainly wasn't perfect. Nobody is. But they hated him because he was trying to defend the people, and they had to get through him to get to us. Well, now they're in charge through fraud. They stole the election, and they're all over their controlled news saying, we're not going to let you question lockdowns. We're not going to let you question forced inoculations. We're not going to let you question that the vaccine is not a vaccine and is experimental and is hurting people. We're not going to let you question any of this. Not gun control, not open borders, not election fraud. What did it tell us a month ago? In fact, pull it on the stat, guys, from yesterday, please. When they put out the official terrorism directive for the United States, and it said questioning lockdowns is terror. Well, that tells me more lockdowns are coming, right? Exactly. Because you're a terrorist when you want to leave your house. You're a terrorist when you want to go take care of your business or take care of your family. You're not essential. You're supposed to sit there and go bankrupt and let these monsters take control of your lives. So while they release the virus, while the people get treatment for the flu and cold, shut down all the big hospitals, let people die at home of pneumonia and the flu, said it was COVID-19, committed all these crimes, didn't render service for everybody that paid for their insurance, made trillions of dollars out of that fraud, doubled and tripled their profits, they then suppress you when you try to get treatment, or they suppress you when you call for help, and they suppress you when your family gets sick and die, or you get sick, or you die. They even suppress and ban you off Facebook when your family posts your funeral. And now the doctor says the shot killed you because they are killing us on purpose and they don't want us to know what they've hit us with. This is conscious biological war. And the new lockdowns are here. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off and your purchase from the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, thanks to your support. We're not supposed to be on air right now. We're supposed to be gone long ago, but thanks to your steadfast, incredible support, the number one independent media transmission in the world is still on air and in many ways stronger than ever, though we are battle-hardened and scarred. We have certainly been punished, but that only made us stronger. As Nietzsche would say, that which does not kill you will only make you stronger. Okay. I've tried to be calm lately because I'm seething under the surface so angry about the destruction of not just our country but the world, a scientific takeover, knowing each new step of the takeover, all battle planned, all war gamed, all actuaried, all green lit for a post-industrial world, billions starving to death, total collapse, giant wars, bioweapons released, total extermination of at least 90% of the population. That is the official global government goal that is all over the news with Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and Bill Gates and David Rockefeller and Oprah Winfrey and Wall Street Journal and New York Times and NBC News. I can show you thousands of articles. Post-human world, we need to go ahead and just get rid of everybody. We need to ban having children. Yeah, we put fluoride in the water to lower your IQ and fertility. Yeah, we need to give you vaccines to sterilize you. Go read the official UN statements. And it's all here. So now they've given roughly half the industrialized world, they claim, I think it's a little bit lower, that's why they're so pissed, soft kill weapons that begin growing prion crystals in the body that grow for years and in the brain and in other parts of the body because they put these lipids on the prions, it's able to get to the blood-brain barrier. And men have half the blood-brain barrier women have, so it's going to be really bad for men. And then once the crystals start growing, well, you slowly have mental problems, get tired, get sick, start being in a mental haze, and then going into dementia, you know, when you're 15 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, and then you slowly die. And then once the crystals get to a certain point, they cut through larger vessels, and you bleed out, and that's the end of it. Now, when your family tries to talk about it, because the dead bodies are everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they will all work diligently to suppress you. You can't show your funeral. You can't show mom talk about how her 15-year-old son died. You can't show the 30-year-old daughter talk about how her 6-year-old mom died. You are silenced while big tech, while the ruling class murder you and your family. And so this is all a test with a soft kill weapon. It's a side effect that it kills so many people right away. It's so deadly that it's meant to grow slowly and kill you over time. But it's so deadly, a lot of folks just die within a few days because their body just totally rejects it and goes crazy and doesn't know what it's been hit with. But for others, it's going to be slow, agonizing deaths, and we're going to have to take care of all these people that are first going to lose their jobs, not know who they are, and then they're going to get so aggressive and so crazy in their dementia, because it won't be like an 80-year-old that has dementia. It's going to be a 30-year-old, a 20-year-old that has dementia, and they're going to basically become like psychotic zombies. So we're going to have basically within, it's already happening, but within 6 months to a year, it's already begun, just double, triple the homeless. Just no one knows why everybody's going insane, running around. It'll be mainly men because the blood-brain barrier on men is weaker. And that's only one kill angle of the deadly mRNA spike protein system that shuts your body down, causes autoimmune responses and so much more. It also then causes your body to attack the uterus and to attack other areas in women. Everybody gets attacked in the hearts and lungs because that doesn't have a blood-brain barrier. And so it's just absolutely devastating. And it's really sad to know that a lot of people around us are going to have to be kissing goodbye very, very soon, but not before they bankrupt everyone around them, having to take care of them in their slow, agonizing deaths. So those like Hank Aaron and countless others that died within just a few days, they were the lucky ones. You know, we've opened the phones up and you've heard all the calls, just hundreds of calls in a row. My father, my mother, my son, my neighbor, my boss, the first man to take the COVID shot died. It turns out that one of the main inventors of the shot took it and died. It turns out the vice president of Oracle died. It turns out the developer of the main global app for the COVID vaccine died. I mean, they're all just dying. And also, the numbers are coming out, massive hospital deaths, but they're calling it other things now. But in the winter, they're going to call it COVID, and they're already saying, oh, actually, people that have the shot, they're dying of new variants. So most of the people, it's over 50%, that are now dying of COVID, they say, are dying of the Delta variant, and they're vaccinated. And so now I saw a bunch of articles out in the last few days going, oh, I'm in the hospital, I can barely breathe. Thank God I took the Pfizer shot or the Moderna shot or the J&J. Doctors say it would have hurt me worse if I didn't have it, even though they're there because they took the injection. I have a family member, I'll leave it at that, let's just say a family relation, that wanted to rebel and take the shot, and she got extremely sick after she took it. And the rebellion's not quite there right now, though. They haven't mustered up the courage for the second plunge, but I'm sure they'll show me. And I just pray to God that you know, the angel of death passes that person over. But that is how spiritual this is, ladies and gentlemen. And that is how dangerous this is. And I just want to be clear. Everyone that is in big tech and in the media and Psaki and all of her controllers and Biden and all of you that are suppressing all the medical doctors and scientists, including Pfizer's own former chief scientist and Nobel Prize winner for discovering HIV, and just the list is thousands of prominent scientists and doctors that I know of, almost all the top ones, because they're not mass murderers, they're not part of this, and they recognize what's happening, they want to distance themselves from it. They're all being suppressed. It's all being taken down. Don Salazar wrote an article over the weekend about a mother who wanted to work at Johns Hopkins, and they said, you got to take the shot. And she took the first one, never got the second. It killed her, and the doctor said, yeah, looks like bad reaction to the vaccine. The family said that on her Facebook, and Twitter took the Don Salazar and suspended him, our writer. Again, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to die. You're supposed to bury your family and keep your mouth shut and not warn people. This is all a test. There's too many people. There's useless eaters. The bankers created all these trillions in derivatives. They think they own the earth. If you actually want to get your pension fund, they're going to go bankrupt. You need to die for the Silicon Valley and globalist crowd to continue on ruling. Understand? You're non-essential. They're essential. So, Psaki freaked everybody out. She came out and said what she said a week ago. We're going to control your text messages. The Democratic Party, with our groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, they trained over 200,000 people already. They weren't training them 4 years ago for nothing. They're going to read all your text messages. They're going to ban you off being able to use text messages at your telecom. No matter if you're Droid, Apple, doesn't matter. They're going to read what you do. And, again, if the NSA did that, they'd all go to jail. But they're going to do it. The Democratic Party is to save you from vaccine disinfo during the next lockdown. And Janet Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, said they are getting ready for second lockdowns and preparing to print more money for that to get you more dependent. And then blame you for the devaluation that's coming. Oh, see, you get some of the money, too. They want you to engage in the crime of inflation that they've engaged in for themselves for decades, but you get a little bit of the inflation at the end to think you're dependent on them. And so they are aiding and abetting this murder. They're aiding and abetting the cover-up of treatments for all the things that are happening, and they're preparing for the sequel. You like Lockdown 1, you're going to love Lockdown 2, complete with contact tracers coming to your door. And Lockdown 3, that's about a year away. They're going to drag you and your family out and take you to death camps. They're already doing it in Europe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Or the frog in the pot of water. We all know about it. And that's where you incrementally get people used to being abused. And you wake up and you're in chains. And the person's telling you you deserve to be in chains. And a lot of folks will sit there and convince themselves they do belong in chains because they're being told this. The level of other dimension, other reality, other world that we're being gaslit by the corporate establishment media that is not news, that are not journalists, that are just mouthpieces of corporations that are gaslighting the planet on a level never seen. You've seen all the Democrats all over the news saying, we need to make shots mandatory. We need to make people take them. We need to fire anybody who doesn't have them. You need to have a vaccine passport to get on a plane or a train or to go in a shopping mall or a shopping center or a grocery store. And you shouldn't have access to your children. Kathleen Sebelius says you shouldn't be able to leave your house. Obama's Health and Human Services head. Macron came out and said, you won't be able to go to the store and buy food in French unless you have this shot. It's mandatory. It's all over French TV now that he never said that and everyone's insane. Gaslighting. Every time your opposition forms, they go, oh, we're not doing that. And then as soon as you go back home, they do it again, over and over and over again. This is psychological warfare. This is 21st century warfare. She said you should not be allowed to work or have access to children. So Bloomberg has big headlines, all of them saying it's time to mandate them. Fauci said it's time to make you take them and mandate them. A mandate is making you, but it's not a law. And it's time to shun people. It's time to not have them over for Thanksgiving if they haven't taken the experimental shot from Big Pharma. Remember back when liberals and even some leftists were smart in one area 20 years ago, they thought it was bad to feed GMO corn to pigs and cows. And it turned out the Starlink corn had a toxin in it that was killing the cows and the sheep, and that when humans ate the meat from Starlink corn that was grown on Starlink corn, that is, you know, they call growing the pigs, growing the cows, harvesting them from that corn, it was making humans sick. Now, imagine, that's just the genetically modified corn that another animal's eating that you then eat the animal and you get sick. Bioaccumulation. Remember people used to get upset about GMO wheat or GMO tomatoes or GMO potatoes? There were all those studies how it was sterilizing these certain animals that took it. Remember all that? Oh, but now let's just take an untested mRNA shot that they actually did test in animal trials that killed all the animals. And that's why all the top scientists went, you better not do that. This is insane. This is going to really hurt people. It'll take a few years on average, but you're going to have blood clots and heart attacks. It didn't take a few years. It started happening immediately. And that's why I'm so freaked out, is I thought they would come out with a placebo injection to get everybody on board for forced inoculations and to get the database in for World Medical ID they admitted they wanted. Because that's a pretty big success if they got that through. Instead, they started hitting people with deadly so-called vaccines that have been banned in most countries of the world They won't take any of these mRNA around the world. They're putting advisements on the AstraZeneca, on the J&J, it can kill you. And now they're pushing to mandate five-year-olds take it, mandate babies take it. And leftists are lining up to give it to their newborn babies. And some are dying. By the way, National News has done a pretty good job, and even Tucker Carlson has, and even OAN, when they do that New England Journal of Medicine study, where 14% of the women that took the Pfizer or Moderna mRNA shots had miscarriages. Now, that's gigantic, that 14% that took it did that. What they don't tell you is the full study says they added a bunch of women into the study that didn't take it, into that average, and they added most of the women were third trimester, because they'd already tested this in animals before, and they knew that later trimester it didn't kill the babies. So they put in two-thirds more women third trimester than first and second, and other women that didn't take it. And so out of all those average groups, 14%, when you take out the third trimester women, and when you take out the women that didn't take anything, guess what number had miscarriages? 84%. And the New England Medical Journal knew that women were having miscarriages all over. So they wrote this thing quickly and cooked it to try to hide the number at 14. I mean, imagine if you went and got a medical procedure for your back and 14% of the time you didn't make it, nobody would be doing that medical procedure. I mean, if you're like 85 and open heart surgery has like a 5-10% chance of killing you, most doctors won't do it. But they'll sit there with their New England Medical Journal with a Cook study of 14% miscarriage rate when it's 84%, Buster. Pull it up for yourself. Wow. So all of you that are part of this, and the medical system, and the lawyers, and the politicians, and the families that push this, and the schools that push it, you have murder on your hands now. And it's all going to come out, and you're all going to look like fools. But by then, there'll be a giant new crisis they've got going that'll overshadow this one. Bet your bottom dollar on that. We're going to talk about it when we come back and play all the clips. And just the huge news is they admit we have state-run media now in the U.S., and they're saying they're going to take everybody off the air, and now they want Homeland Security to start. It's in the document. Guys, give me the blue document, please. The anti-terrorism Biden announcement, new national strategy document, please. Thank you. They wouldn't put in there that you're a terrorist if you question vaccines or lockdowns unless they were going to come after you. And now they're announcing that they want to arrest everybody. Because, you know, if you're warning, because, I mean, they're already killing everybody. And so, of course, if you warn that, they can't let that happen. People might actually stand up and get together and stop them before they carry out their whole depopulation. See how that works, my friends. See how that works. Operates. I'll pull it up myself and get it. I needed it at the start of the show, 2 segments ago, and I'm not mad. I just beg for that. We've printed it probably 10 times. And I had it yesterday, and I just need to keep it in there because I want to keep showing people how Biden has declared you a terrorist if you question the election or anything else. Well, screw you, Biden. You're a Chi-Com globalist agent. And we see through you, totally and completely. All right, I'm going to settle down. I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover the waterfront on all of this. And I have two guests coming up, but I may cancel them, you know, because I just need to cover all this and take calls. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to cover it all and come back. I'm going to do my best. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, Tomorrow's News Today, FreeWorldNews.com. I never had a marketing plan for Infowars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Serious to get people out of their trance and to get the governors and the legislatures and the corporate owners and the average people and the pastors and others to realize this is a globalist takeover. And the left teaches you to bow down to political correctness, to do what you're told, and they'll leave you alone and pass you over. That's not going to be happening now. They want to fully bankrupt the country, bring in a global social credit score, a digital system that tracks and traces everything you do. And they want to forcibly put things in your body make you wear a mask, and at the very same time, my friends, still keep you locked down in your homes, even if you submit to all the things they want you to do. L.A. is one of the most compliant, servile, collapsing areas under globalist satanic control. And what have they done? What have they done? They have come back out. Your piece is a little too tight here. I'm almost too mad to do the show at this point. In fact, I just need to walk out of here. I can't do it. I can't do it. This is not some theatrics I'm doing. I've reached the point so pissed off at everything that I can't do the show anymore. I got to go to rebroadcast for a while. Let me play a couple things. We'll see if I'm able to come back. Probably not. We're going to get wiped out. People aren't serious. They're all in the trance. It's all over. Seriously, screw everybody, man. If you want to let them murder you and your family, just go ahead. I mean, they're having press conferences. They're going to read all your text messages. I mean, screw them. They should all be arrested now. Is there nothing we won't put up with? Seriously. It's obscene to come into the show with Johnny B. Goode playing like we're still in a free country and having a good time. And I'm not mad at the crew. I put that music in there. But that's all over. All this crap's over. Everybody got that? We got serious murderers killing everybody around us. They think it's funny. They think we're in a damn trance, going to put up with it forever. Now look at that Raggedy Ann frickin' Fauci up there and that Crypt Keeper Biden, the Chi-Com stumbling around. Bunch of murderers. Okay. I'm going to tell you this again. You see this right here? This is in America. You're a TV viewer. You see this right here? This says right here, this is the national directive of the president and an executive order saying if you question lockdowns or forced inoculations or stolen elections, you are a terrorist and you are a white supremacist, and the Pentagon says it's preparing to attack you and your family. I mean, and Senator Josh Hawley says he's concerned about it. Oh, and the governors are concerned about the declaration of war against the American people by criminal Chi-Com agents that have hijacked the nation. I mean, these are hardcore murderers. They released the virus. They didn't give people medical treatment for normal colds and flus, knowing that millions would die around the world. It was all planned out. And now they're going to do it all again and suppress everybody this winter and this fall. And we're going to sit here while the hospitals are empty and while they kill all these people because we're a bunch of virtue-signaling, domesticated idiots. All right, I'm going to do the one thing I know I can do here. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Because this is just, anyone watching this that's a liberal or a Democrat or a globalist that thinks you're a winner, you're idiots. You are destroying civilization. You're destroying the veneer of civilization. You are annihilating yourself. And I know you've had it good so long that you have no experience of hardship or no experience of tyranny. So you're practicing tyranny, not realizing you're setting fire to the world that is going to consume you. You understand that? But I can't have the guest on today. I'm too mad. I can either leave and have the guest be on with Owen, or I can't have guests. I'm not mad at the next guest you have, but I just have to cancel him. I'm too angry to have guests on. Cancel the guest. I'm doing the show, but cancel the guest. So, I'm going to try to calm down a little bit because I have to cover all this and I have to go over all this. Plus, why have guests on that are one-tenth as hardcore as me and like pretend like I don't know 100 times what they do? And I have to sit around with all these people who have no idea what's going on. We have a battle plan to stop them right now. You just listen to me. If we don't arrest Gates and Fauci, if we don't arrest these people, if we don't stop them, they're going to kill everybody. Does everyone understand that? They have a successive plan like dominoes that each level gets worse over the next 10 years until by 2030, they've killed 90% of the world population. That's their official plan. And they started it and they've executed it. And I just can't sit here and play patty cake and watch senators so proud they're on Fox News. Gee, it's sure scary that they're going to read our text messages and control them. And that the White House tells Facebook what doctors can say online. Gee golly, the Democrats are really kind of bad people. I mean, these are psychotic, murdering control freaks that have stolen the election and that are taking over. And there's all these idiots that are in the establishment that think they're part of the system and think they're safe. No one is safe in this. This is a world-ending event that's coming in. There's no way Bill Gates and Fauci survive what's coming. When you've got billions of dead people all over the place, the way the universe works is the globalists will pay. And they're such psychotics, they're willing to do it. And then there's the argument of how do I even sit here and try to reach out to the public and get them to understand how much danger they're in. They just think this is funny and this is entertaining and this is cutesy cake. And Bill Gates is wearing a pink sweater and so is Oprah Winfrey. They're selfish, monstrous killers that want to hurt people and want to play God. They hate themselves, so they project their hatred of themselves onto us, and that's what's going on, and that's what's happening. Period. And you know, it's not that I'm smarter than all these other people. It's that I studied the globalists and know how ruthless they are, and everybody else keeps pretending like Bill Gates is just misguided. And no, they're not misguided. They're horrible killers who are on a mission, in their own words, to depopulate you, and now they're trying to make you take an experimental deadly shot that's already killed a bunch of people, and they're trying to discredit their own VAERS reporting system that's medical doctors and scientists because they want you dead. And they've gotten most of the liberals and people on board to go along with this. And so all I can say to all the little candy-ass leftists, man, I mean, you're soldiers now. You're part of the human extermination operation. I hope you feel big and powerful. But just let me explain how wars work. They're always two-way. And the globalists have a rule about this. They understand metaphysical rules. That's how they stay in power. That they knew that when we were going to kill a couple million Iraqis by bringing down their system in 1991, that we need to have reciprocal deaths on our side, so they injected troops with an anthrax shot they knew would kill a certain percentage, and hundreds of thousands ended up getting sick and dying from it. Hundreds of thousands. You don't want to just leave those weapons, those men that know how to fight around, yet when you're done with them, you kill them. See how that works? And that was all just a beta test, a little microscopic level compared to the big scale now, you see. That's some happy music. Hey, everything's fine. Woo! Yeah!
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All right, folks, welcome back here. Alex Jones, live.
Me up at the
I appreciate you joining us on this Friday edition. And if I'm unable to get control of myself by this segment, they're getting a rebroadcast ready, and that's just the way it is. Because I'm not going to blow up anymore. I'm not going to yell and scream anymore. But at the same time, it is a normal response when you're being depopulated, when you're being murdered, when you're being spied on publicly, when you're being censored, and when the very criminals that are doing all this are conscious of what they've done. Even the low-level ones. It just really comes home to me that we're under attack. We are in a war. And I see these Trump events where everybody's like, it's a party, and yay, they're close to somebody famous, and I see the Republican leadership who aren't bad people, but don't understand that this is a real communist globalist takeover, and they're going to move into the next phase of staging terror attacks and then arresting Americans and going into a civil war. And I was watching OAN this morning as we've got it on in the break room, and they had several famous generals. Like Boykin, was it Shoemaker, saying this is a communist takeover, they're going to take over the communications, they're going to start coming after everybody, Biden's a Chinese agent, That's the truth, okay? I mean, our country is run by a Chi-Com agent, totally blackmailed. And what I'm getting at here is you can't just sit here and calmly talk about this. It's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic or polishing the silverware or the boat starting to sink and you're ordering your dinner. And they're like, sir, you need to get the lifeboats. The dinner will never make it. And you're like, nonsense, as your table's sliding towards the side and the ship's going to break in two and sink to the bottom in 5 minutes. I mean, game over. Game over. Because Americans are like dodo birds. And you know the story of dodo birds, right? Island out in the Pacific Ocean, the birds never had any natural predator. Sailors pull up, and in a few years they're all extinct because they're a big fat bird, a lot of meat on them, and the bird would just sit there and you could kill it. And we have no survival instinct, no common sense, no nothing, and probably half the population. And then 10% of the population knows about the evil plan, and they've actually aided it and are working with it. And then another 30% are somewhat awake. And then another 10% are really awake. But that's about where we're at. But half the public doesn't even know what frickin' planet they're on. I'm really prepared for this show today. I've got a lot of incredible news and information, and I really appreciate the next guest that's coming up. Probably knows way more than I do. I wasn't trying to be arrogant earlier when I blew up and said I'm moving the guest around. What I'm saying is that all the guests we have on don't want to sound too alarmist because they know what's going on. And so we all just keep playing patty cake here like it's too much to say the things I say and just get it out in the open. But that's what's going on. Only hope we've got is to get to that position. And I'm way past the point of talking. I'm way past it. So let me just put it to you this way. The social engineers have initiated a breakdown in society that they probably can't even reverse at this point. And they did that because they created all these Ponzi schemes and scams that we're going to end up going down and bringing them down. So they're initiating a societal collapse so they can blame all the crimes they've committed on that collapse and then manage that collapse and ride that collapse down into ruin, but still they'll be on top of the ruins. And that's the key for you to understand of why they're doing this. And then they tell their underlings, all the different university professors and academics, oh, we're saving the earth. The earth's reach carrying capacity. There's too many people. We've got to depopulate now or we'll never save the planet. They've got a bunch of bleeding hearts who kind of get off on the power of deciding who lives and dies. The health department types, they've got them on board with the depopulation. But they're not let in on the fact that they're going to be gotten rid of as well. But remember what Dr. Pianca, the head of the biology department at the time, when I made Endgame 14 years ago, said, when he said, I want to depopulate the earth 90%. And he said, soon airborne Ebola will be released and I'll be dead. My family will be dead, but that's for the greater good for the earth. And we criticized Dr. Pianca and then one of his graduate students, it turned out, who works at a level 4 bioweapon lab. She attacked me in an open letter in the news and everything else. And she said, Dr. Pianca's too liberal. Humans are a parasite. And when we've completed our mission, we hope the species is eradicated. That's a woman who works in a bioweapon lab in a newspaper talking about how I'm a horrible person and Pianca is an angel and that Pianca doesn't go far enough. We need to kill every human. See, that's not a movie, 12 Monkeys. They're making movies about what they're talking about and what they want to do. And so I am extremely upset watching the ship sink, and I'm extremely pissed off. And so that's where we're at. But I will take a lot of deep breaths, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to restart the show like it's the first hour, and I'm going to cover every damn bit of this. But let me just tell you, the second lockdowns are being announced around the world. They'll be announced here within a month. And it's designed to fully bankrupt the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve is already making the preparations. And then there'll be another one and another one. This is never going to end. They're never going to take the restrictions off. They only loosen them to clamp them back down way tighter so that when they finally squeeze to total collapse, you don't resist right as your rib cage is breaking. That's what a boa constrictor does. Is it wraps around you, squeezes, and then it lets go some because it knows that right when you're fighting your hardest or anything else, that if it just lets go, you'll think you're okay and go, oh, and then and usually on the third round, it breaks your bones and just looks at you and you go, when it feels your heart stop beating, it gets around and unhinges its jaw and puts its mouth around your head and just starts eating. So right now, it halfway let loose because we were struggling really hard. We're about to break out. So it went, and we went, oh, gosh, that's over. Great. They're like, yeah, just take the shove back to normal. Sorry, it's not back to normal anymore. Wear your mask. Everything's locked up. Liberal. Yeah. And then a year after that, they'll tell you, okay, we don't want another lockdown. We're sorry everybody's bankrupt and everything else, but we've got to do this. We got to arrest all the people that won't take the shots. They're the ones that are breeding the deadly viruses within them, which isn't even true. It's actually folks that take the shots that are on record. And then here come the people with the torches, angry, mad that we won't take the shots and we've got to be taken away. And that's about 2 years out when they'll be mass arresting everybody here. It's already started in Australia and in areas of Europe and England starting too. So there are a couple years ahead of us. But don't worry, it's coming here. Oh, and Canada's got it too. But they got to first get all the draconian censorship and all the other plans in. By the way, I told you a year ago you should get storable food and get ready for worldwide riots, food shortages, collapse. They'll have political excuses of why it's happening, but it was the worldwide lockdown that caused and triggered that went up. The general public spends 50% or more of its money on food. You get civil unrest, it collapses society. That's a scientific metric of sociology and mass psychology in crowds and populations, both rural and urban, as well as city. You've got 1 week extension, and then there won't be this deal again until November. I've gotten you a 1 week extension until next Friday to get 10% off the entire catalog of high quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. They're in our back end. We already have the lowest prices. It's an additional 10% off, the lowest you'll find anywhere. They're ready to ship to you right now. The food lasts over a decade. It's in great containers, and it's high quality. It's what I use for my family, and it funds our operation when you buy your food at InfoWarsStore.com. I would get that now. Also, we have the new green fiber capsules with amino acid superchargers and a bunch of vitamins and minerals, all organic. It's in $19.95 discounted. Winter sun back in stock for your vitamin D3 for your immune system. You better have that. 50% off. Knockout sleep aid back in stock. Down and out back in stock. 50% off. All of it. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how you fund the operation. Supermel Vitality is known concentrated herbs for stamina, libido, and energy. It's 50% off. That sale's going to end very, very soon. And we're going to sell out of the X2 in sprayer bottle and dropper bottle very soon. But despite that, it's 40 to 60% off depending on which bottle you get at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.